Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, something from my content will bring upliftment, motivation, inspiration as you continue to become a better version of yourself. Some time ago, I believe it was in 2021, during the first 3 months of Joe Biden's presidency, there was a video that was trending on social media about his stumbling on the staircase as he made his way into the airplane or the aircraft he was about to travel in. The video was also circulated by a comedian by the name of Shula King, who was also trending at the time. When I saw this video, I thought it was really funny because I really had a good laugh. It was not so much about the president's stumbling for me, but the humor was really about what the comedian said in response to the president's fall. He said, "Some people fall down, but President Joe fall up. He just got up and kept going."
Ladies and gentlemen, anybody want to tell me just what in the cleanup on our Air Force One is going on here? Joe, you all right? You good? I just want to know. Just comment and let me know. Let me know if you all right. You know, I mean, if people trip up, people fall. But what I like about Joe is Joe fell up. Joe kept going. No matter how many times the devil, because there wasn't nobody but the devil, sitting on the steps, waiting on Joe. The devil couldn't stop Joe. Joe said, "No, not today. I'm going to fall up. Some of y'all fall down and got to get up." Joe said, "I'm going to fall up." Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you fall and keep going up.
I thought that was really funny. But I thought I'd use this little scenario to segue into what I want to talk about with you today, which is on the topic fall up. This is going to be a heart-to-heart talk with those of you who have stumbled and stumbled real good. In that you are basically down on your face. You have stumbled and too ashamed to get up, too weak to get up, or you've become too hopeless to get up. The first thing I will tell you today is that Jesus already saw that fall ahead of time before he even made that decision to go to the cross for you and me. And guess what? He still made that decision when he saw our future falls. Let's let the word speak for itself. If you look at Romans 5 verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrated his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He is the beginning and the end and has made provisions by his grace for all our imperfections. Our duty, my friend, is to get up and keep going. Nobody can judge you or me. That is Jesus' prerogative. No one had the authority in Jesus' time to stone that woman caught in adultery, because no one then was without sin, and no one certainly is without sin today. Jesus longs for your return, and can I tell you, the story of the prodigal was written for you and me. I want to remind you of the father's reaction to his son when he returned home. We're talking about a son who wandered away from home, squandered his money, strayed from the teachings of his father, partied and did everything his heart led him to do. But when he came home to his father never rubbed in his face all that he had done. It never mattered to him how long he had gone from home. It never mattered how messy he looked and smelled. His father hugged him, kissed him, and had a celebration for him, if you will. I would say a party. And then he placed a ring on his finger. For me, that ring represents commitment, or a recommitment, if you will. Oh, what love. And a love that cannot be compared to the love that Jesus has for you. It does not matter how messy you have become or deep you have sunken in your situation. Jesus is saying, "Get up, stand up, come home. I love you. I miss you. I already forgave you. I want you in my kingdom." He is saying to you, coming from Isaiah 49 verse 16, "I have engraven you in the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Verse 15 says, I will never forget you. The evil forces, Satan and his demons, want to keep you down. They want to plunge you, my friend, in a Christless grave. Keep you in that drunken state, in that adulterous lifestyle, in that sexually immoral life, in that dishonest life of lies and stealing, in that life of gambling, in that life of pornography, in that life of being attracted to the same sex. You know your downfall. You know what you're struggling with. I too had fallen in the past, even several times during my early years of being a Christian. At that time, I struggled with fornication. I had strong sexual desires. Not everyone can handle or is handling abstinence very well. I was one of them. Those of you who are strong in areas that other people struggle with, don't judge them. You too have your sin issues dealing with as you try to measure up to the standard of righteousness. Everybody sins differently. The whole earth is fighting in the mind, body, and spirit. If we think we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Those are not my words. They are found in 1 John 1 verse 8. Then verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All. If we say we are without sin, we make God a liar. That's verse 10. When I stumbled and fell, I claimed the merits of Jesus' blood and got up. Jesus says, where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. I am better now because I claimed the grace and got up. Now I have a different battle fighting with, because as long as we live, we will always be in a constant battle in the mind to keep our minds like that of Jesus. Get up, my friend. Your sin cannot outnumber grace. Jesus has not judged you. Get up. I know you have told Jesus, I won't do it again. And then you did it again and again and again. So said I when I was weak. And every time I stumbled in my sin, I felt so unworthy to go to God in prayer. I remember praying at one point, Lord, I don't think I'm going to make it to your kingdom. I'm too unworthy. And I've told you so many times that I wouldn't do it, and I did it again. But God says, come. My love has not changed. My grace is sufficient for you. Where sin abound, grace did much more abound. With outstretched arms, he said, you're already forgiven. Step away from those who are causing your stumble. With outstretched arms, Jesus is saying to you, step towards me. Come home. I know you're tired. I know you're longing for that change. I know you're longing for peace of mind. I know you're longing for freedom. Your breakthrough is the word. Read it. God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Whatever you read, you can stand on it and receive the power you need to overcome your struggles. Remember, this same word was inspired and written by imperfect people who all had issues with sin like us. David was one after God's own heart, who committed adultery, killed the husband of the woman with whom he committed the sin, who, by the way, eventually gave birth to Solomon, through whose lineage Jesus was born. This same David wrote the book of Psalms. You know why God said David was a man after his own heart? Not because of his multiple sins, of course not, but because he was a man who called a spade a spade. He owned up to his sins. He acknowledged them, confessed them, and sought from God the forgiveness, the grace, and change that was necessary to walk uprightly. I could name others like Noah, who became drunk after the worldwide historic event of the flood. Abram, the friend of God, who lied that Sarah was his half-sister for fear of his life, though technically she was, but she was actually his wife at the time. Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. I could go on and on. Today, I want to say to you through Psalm 68, verse 28, God has commanded your strength. Your God has commanded your strength. Today, I want to say to you to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, not mankind. Today, I want to say to you that you are a part of the reason why Jesus has delayed his second coming. He's waiting on you to get up. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, God is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting you to perish, but come to repentance. The world is getting crazier, my friend, and things are going to move at a much more rapid pace not too long from now. Son of God, daughter of God, Jesus has commanded your strength. Son of God, daughter of the living God, Jesus has commanded your strength. Get up. Isaiah 49:29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Get up. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. That's 1 John 3 verse 20. Get up. It doesn't matter how long you've been down. Get up. Jesus has not judged you. Satan, through your conscience and other people, did that. Get up. He loves you very much, and he is saying the time has come to be strong. And if you ever fall, fall up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Reflections. Join me next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.